Welcome to Purely Being Guided Meditations. In this series, I'm guiding you through a number of practices that will support you in creating a mental paradise within, a place you enjoy. Each meditation builds on the previous one, and in this meditation, we'll be incorporating the witnessing we did in part one, and adding on a sprinkle of curiosity to invite new ways of seeing, feeling, and thinking to support you in feeling a spacious and grounded sense of well-being. If you haven't listened to part one yet, or you'd like to revisit it, I've linked it for you in the show notes below. When you're ready to begin, close your eyes. Let your hands come to rest softly on your legs, or you can cup them together on your lap. Together, let's take a deep, cleansing, centering breath in through the nose. Release it with a sigh. Let's do that two more times. In. Pause. And out. Pause. In. Pause. And out. Pause. Good. Be still for a moment. Begin to sense the quiet within as you turn your gaze inwards. Notice what is present right here, right now. The overall feeling and sensations of your body. The mood or tone of the thoughts and perspectives that are alive within you right now. Not before, now. Not rushing to catalog or notice everything. Just seeing what you honestly and authentically see. Staying spacious. Tapping into what's real and true for you right now. Saying hello. As you exist in this spacious awareness, ignite the sense of the witness. The spacious open sky. Seeing what arises in a very general, neutral way. Without analyzing, judging, or trying to alter anything in any way. Just seeing and allowing it all to be. Spacious, open equanimity. If a thought, tension, or judgment arises, see if you can immediately shift into curiosity. Feeling the alchemy that instantly occurs when you go from the period of a judgment into the blank page and open expanse of curiosity, where anything is possible and what you know can be expanded upon infinitely. Two of the core components of curiosity are a sense of wonder and the ability to question things. For the duration of this practice, and hopefully beyond, whenever you see a thought arise or feel a physical sensation, get curious. Immediately adopt the perspective of curiosity, asking yourself questions like, what is this? Maybe I don't know what this is or means. Maybe it's something completely different or new. What if nothing's wrong here? What if this is a good thing? Maybe I could feel a brand new experience of myself, my mind, my body, my life, in completely new ways. Stay spacious. Witness. Continue to notice what's arising right now from a space of openness, allowing, non-judgment, and now, genuine curiosity. Feel the innocence of this gaze. How it seeks only to see, learn, discover, and understand more deeply. Not identifying with or attaching to anything. Just noticing, wondering, opening, willing to see things differently. Notice how that feels in your body. Every time you switch from judgment into curiosity, what does it feel like to move into a space of openness, wonder, possibility, spaciousness, curiosity? Here, anything is possible, and life can start to reveal itself and behave in new ways. Old patterns and thoughts can be released, and a new sense of lightness begins to permeate and breathe life into your inner world. From this place of curiosity, nothing is a problem. Everything is an opportunity for growth, freedom, and new understandings. In curiosity, there are no wrong answers. or final judgments. Everything is up for review, knowing that as you allow the light of your awareness and the spaciousness of your curious gaze to be present, the mental ecosphere of your mind will begin to harmonize and organize itself in beneficial ways, naturally. If you do notice a thought or feeling that evokes tightness or discomfort within, you don't see it as a problem or something that's against you, but a beautiful opportunity to understand something more deeply, discover something new, and become even more free. As you witness these sensations, thoughts, feelings, narratives that arise within, you can begin to ask your body, your spirit, questions like, "What is this?" Staying vibrantly and vividly open to a completely new answer, one you've never contemplated or experienced. Or other questions like, "Where did this come from? Is it true? Does it serve me? Am I willing to let myself see or experience this in a new way? Am I willing to let this go? What if this just disappeared or dissipated from my reality completely? What if my inner world became a total paradise? A relaxing, inspiring, fulfilling place I enjoy being." Notice how these questions and the spirit of curiosity invoke a sense of ease, relief, and greater serenity within. How by their very presence, any knots of thought or discomfort begin to untangle, unwind, and become free. This is the power of curiosity, to heal, transform, liberate, and make new. With the tools of the spacious witness and open curiosity, you can confidently and lovingly face anything that presents itself to you in your inner and outer reality. When you're able to see what is without judgment, and get curious about it, you create the space for radical transformation and release to occur, allowing new, more beneficial possibilities to arise and be realized within. And that's power. Together, let's close our practice with a deep, intentional breath in and a slow, steady exhale out. Wonderful. Take your time here. There's no rush. It might even feel good to use the next few minutes to simply witness what's alive and arising within, and be curious about it, asking questions, allowing new possibilities and ways of seeing and relating to present themselves to you. Letting this practice extend into your day, into your life, creating beauty and wonder everywhere you are. From my spacious, curious heart to yours, namaste.